الجماعة. كيف؟ باب صلاة الجماعة. الإمام الشوكاني قال هي من آثار السنة. قال صلاة الجماعة السنة المؤكدة. And we have said explained that the correct view amongst the ulama is that Salat al-Jama'ah is wajiba ala al-ahyaa. Salat al-Jama'ah is compulsory for every individual male. The common al-Jabi is in the Masjid. We discussed this in the last class. He said, Rahimahullah, wa tan'akidu bithnayn. And Jama'ah is established by two persons. Two persons in a boat make a jama'ah. He said, وَإِذَا كَفُرَ الْجَمْعُ كَانَ الصَّوَابُ أَكْثَرَ. When the congregation is large, كَانَ الصَّوَابُ أَكْثَرَ. Then the reward for that salatul jama'ah is also large. So the larger the congregation, the larger the reward. We'll discuss these three issues in the last one. Today, inshallah, we'll also discuss the next three issues. Says وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُولِ وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُولِ وَالْأَوْلَى أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْقِيَامِ. الإمام الشوكاني said وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُولِ وَالْأَوْلَى أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْقِيَامِ ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس. سيد رحمه الله وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس. So we have three issues today, inshallah. Imam al-Shawkani says, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ يعني وَتَصِحُ صَلَاةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ. صَلَاةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ تَصِحُ is right, is sound. بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ بَعْدَ is a word that is usually interpreted as after. So what he is saying is that تَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَقْدِيلِ. But he intends to say وَرَاءَ الْمَقْدِيلِ. But he said بَعْدَ instead of saying وَرَاءَ. He says وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَقْدِيلِ. صَلَاةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ is sound وَرَاءَ الْمَقْدِيلِ behind الْمَقْدِيلِ behind someone you are better than. Someone is happy with Quran. Someone who is not happy with Quran is leaving the Salah. In that sense, he is better than him. In the sense that he is happy, this man is not happy. He was successful by Al-Maqdeen. The Salah is sound for that happy behind the one who is not happy. You find a hafiz of Kutub al-Sittah. The person memorizes Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, and al-Kutub al-Sunan al-Arba. He memorizes them. And he will pray behind someone who only knows al-Baqarah tina. A person who knows al-Baqarah tina will say, oh, that brother, he only knows Ahqaq tina. I'm happy. So he is maqbool, you are pardoned. وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَقْبُولِ. The salah that you, the hafiz, observe behind the one who is a memorizer of al-ahqaq sunnah, he is maqbool. وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَقْبُولِ. The salah of the pardon, تَصِحُ صَلَاةِ الْفَاضِلِ بَعْدَ الْمَقْبُولِ. The one who is better. His salah is sound. If he observes that salah in jama'ah behind a person, in that matter, he is better than him. the salah is sunk. So like we said the other time, a brother will memorize the entirety of the Quran, and then in addition to that, he has total fitrah. You only memorize the Quran. But you say, I'm happy with the Quran. So you lead the people in salah. There is someone better than you. And like that, the fault of me. Against everyone who has a knowledge of anything, it's another one who is more knowledgeable. So he says, Rahimahullah, was successful by the Mahdud. But why did he say that? And is it right at all? What would have made it right for him to have used Ba'da instead of what? Wara'a. Sheikh Ahmed Muhammad Shah, Rahimahullah, is a well-known scholar of Hadith and Luna. Sheikh Ahmed Shah, a well-known scholar of Hadith and Luna. He has very good books. Like he did the Tahqiq of Tafsir al-Tabari. Ulama says it's one of the best, if not the best, Tahqiq. Himself and his elder brother, Sheikh Mahmoud Muhammad Shah, they both did the Tahqiq of Tafsir al-Tabari. For Sheikh Ahmed Shah, since he has other books, Al-Imam ibn Kathir has a book, Ulum al-Quran, quote, Ulum al-Hadith. اختصار علوم الحديث يجيب المختصر او مقدمه ابن الثلاث ابن كثير رحمه الله الشيخ احمد شاكر يجيب التعليق ابن كثير يجيب التعليق الفتوى اصوات الباعث الاسيس الشيخ احمد شاكر يجيب التحقيق او الباعث الاسيس باي Ibn Kathir. He has other works. He has a ta'liq on Al-Fiyyaz by Imam Sinus. Sheikh Ahmed Shah. He has a ta'liq of Musnad Imam Ahmed in 15 volumes. Well, he also did a sheikh and ta'liq on Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Sheikh Ahmed Shah. Well, Salaam Hadith and Luga. Rahimahullah. He said regarding the use of Ba'da by Al-Imam al-Shawkani in Al-Dura al-Mahira. He says, Istamal al-Mu'allifu Ba'da. That the author has employed the word Ba'da. Bima'na wara'a. To mean wara'a, behind. He says, Wasabi'ahu al-Sharih. The Sharih, the intent here is, Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan in his book Ar-Rawdatu an-Nabiyyah. Rawdatu an-Nabiyyah is a sharh of our book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah that we are reading. This Durar al-Bahiyyah by Al-Imam Shaykhani, Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan al-Qannawji. He has a sharh that is called Ar-Rawdatu an-Nabiyyah. So, Sheikh Ahmed Shakir also did a tahqiq of Ar-Rawdatu an-Nabiyyah. In Hamish of his tahqiq, he said that Ista'mal al-Mu'allif, that is, Sheikh Siddiq Hassan Khan has employed, Imam al-Shawkani has employed Ba'da, bima'na wara'a, to mean behind. وَتَبِعَهُ الشَّارِحِ Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan also used that word, Ba'da, like Al-Imam Shaykhani used to. رحمهم الله says, وَهُوَ اسْتِعْمَالُ لَا نَرَى مَانِعًا مِنْهُ وَهُوَ اسْتِعْمَالُ That usage is a usage. لَا نَرَى مَانِعًا مِنْهُ We do not see, there is nothing preventing such a usage. فَإِنَّ الْمَأْمُورِ Because the person performing the salah behind the imam. Yes, but the imam. He follows the imam, he أفعال salah in the absence of salah. وَيَفْعَلُهَا بَعْدَهُ He makes those actions بعد الْإِمَامِ
So instead of saying wara al-imam, this would indicate makan, what to makan. It's going behind the imam. It is something like ba'da, that is referring to the action. The action of the ma'mum will come ba'da af'ali imam, after the action of the imam. So the ma'mum will make those actions after the imam. ولكن but as for me, لم أجد هذا الاستعمال. I have not found this kind of a usage. See, this is the Loga Tuwadayiha. In the books of Loga and in other books, perhaps in the books of Hadith and Fiqh, I have not seen scholars using this. But that meaning is correct. There is nothing that prevents us from using it. Instead of saying wara al-imam, he says ba'd al-imam. Because the ma'mum observes his actions in salah ba'd al imam. So he says there's no man, there's nothing prevents him from using that. So know that al-imam al-shaytani said, rahimahullah, wa tasihhu ba'd al-maqdud. And he means by that, wara al-maqdud. The salah fi jama'ah, it sounds, it's correct, it's acceptable. بعد المسجد behind, that is, you pray behind somebody that you are better than, it is accepted. There are two major tools that the scholars have employed to affirm this point. The first of them is the hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah in Sahih al-Bukhari al-Muslim, when he described the Prophet wudu. رضي الله عنه مغيرة بن شعبة described the Prophet wudu and the fact that he made al-mash على الإمامة, he rubbed on top of the إمامة, on top of the turban, and then he made a mash of the dawrabay on top of his socks or kufay, as the case may be. So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished that wudu, مغيرة بن شعبة said, رضي الله عنه, ثم ركب وركبت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went on his mount, on his beast of burden, وركبت. And I mounted too. فانتهينا إلى القوم. We got to the people. But قاموا في الصلاة. They had already started to pray. They had already established the salah. And that salah on that day was Salatul Fajr. يُصَلِّي بِهِمْ عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْنُ عَوْفٍ. عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْنُ عَوْفٍ on that day was the Imam leading the people in salah. وَقَدْ رَكَعَ بِهِمْ رَكْعَةً. And they had already finished one unit of salah. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with Mughira bin Shu'bah to meet the people. They were returning from Tabuk. رضي الله عنه. And the Prophet said, Mughira, wait, you wait behind. The rest of the people should take it. He wanted to ease himself and make wudu. Before he finished Qada' al-Hajjah and his wudu, the people had started salah. So after that, he himself and Mughira bin Shu'bah went to meet the rest of the people. And they found out that Abdul Rahman ibn Awf was leading them in salah. And they had already completed a whole unit of salah. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. When Mughira bin Shu'bah noticed the presence of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, ذَهَبَ يَتَأَخَّرُ. If he wanted to, he went on wanting to go back from salah when he noticed Prophet was around. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf wanted to go back from salah, so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he takes the lead. فَأَوْ مَعَ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured to him. فَصَلَّى بِهِ. So Abu Rahman ibn Awf continued the salah. فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ قَوْمَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَقُلْتُ. After the taslim by Abu Rahman ibn Awf, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. How many rak'at is remaining for him? One more rak'at. And he stood up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقُلْتُ. I stood up to. فركعنا الركعة التي سبقتنا. So the both of us observed the rak'ah that had gone before, that is the rak'ah that had missed us, that they had performed before us. The both of us observed that rak'ah, we paid it back. Therefore, somebody can ask you, what is the proof that after that you, if you miss a rak'ah, you should pay back the salah. You should pay back what you have missed. This hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah is one evidence. There are other evidence. Someone missed Salatul Maghrib or Salatul Isha. He met them in the second rak'ah. He had missed one rak'ah. Somebody can ask you one day, Afa, what is the proof that you can pay back that one rak'ah? One of the proofs is this hadith of who? Mughira bin Shu'bah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met them while they had made one rak'ah out of two rak'ahs for Salatul Maghrib. After the taslim of the Imam, who was the Imam on that day? Abdurrahman ibn Awf, radiallahu anhu. This companion, Abdurrahman ibn Awf, was amongst the ten that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of what? Al-Jannah. And he was amongst the richest companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was said that if Abdurrahman raised up a stone like this, so, who will buy this stuff? He will find somebody to buy it and he will make profit from it. Whatever he made his hands on, he made profit from it. Abdurrahman ibn Awf, radiallahu anhu. He has a lot of fadail, but let us proceed. The reason we have stated this is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi is better and more virtuous than who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. And he prayed Salah behind who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. So you are far. Don't say, hey, come on. I'm a junior, come on. Don't say that. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ بِالنَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه ذَهَبَ يَتَعَخَّرُ When Abdurrahman ibn Awf noticed the Prophet, صلى الله عليه he went on to start going back. فَأَوْمَعَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه The Prophet left off in full back from Jerusalem. So even if the mafdoon, the person you think you are better than, or you are actually better than him, he pushes you to say, go on. I'm saying that. You actually come back to that. So life is very The basic ruling about the person visiting the city is that you should not meet them in Salah. You come back to it. One sheikh, you came to visit the people, allow the people to observe them. There's a clear cut hadith from the Prophet Muhammad that Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi has reported, and Al-Imam al-Nasa'i. You come back to it. Many people like it. I want to show you. You want to leave the church? No, don't leave it. Allow the people to leave. There is also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Al-Sunan al-Bayhaqi. You come back to it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was led in Salah. This is the evidence that وَتُصِحُ like Al-Imam al-Shawqani said وَتُصِحُ بَعْدَ مَنْ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدِينَ The Salah is found, Salatul Jama'ah is found behind the person who is of a lesser value than those who are observing the Salah behind him. Like we mentioned, this hadith we read to us is the hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah. It occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. الشيخ سعيد القحطاني you know him, the author اسم مسلم he has a book الإمامة في الصلاة apart from اسم مسلم الإمامة في الصلاة being the Imam in Salah where he discussed issues regarding being an Imam in Salah after he started this hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah he said وهذا يدل على صحة إمامة المفضول للفاضل. This hadith points to the soundness of the salah of a person who is of a lesser value in front of you, the person who is better than him. Because who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the salah behind him of the Rahman ibn Awf. There is a second hadith. And third hadith But the third hadith is in the meaning of the second one. The second hadith is a hadith of Anas ibn Malik, رضي الله عنه. That hadith was also recorded by him, Aisha, رضي الله عنه. And the report of both Anas and Aisha are in Sunan al-Nasa. Dear brothers, one of the values of telling us where these hadith occur is that we can go back and look at them. From the aspect of perfecting your knowledge, as we say, let's go back and look at them. One of the brothers here, we discussed the hadith of in the Imamul Farj in Salah, it's sujood, while in sujood. If you're on Sajda, your knees must be clasped together. You know the sunnah? It is self-defense. When you're in Sajda, you're in sujood, the knees must be together. And that hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The brother told me that when he left here on that day, the first thing he did was to check that hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud. And in fact, that hadith came the Sirat al-Amr. He says, alayhi salatu wa salam, إِذَا سَجَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَفْتَرِشِ افْتِرَاشَ الْكَلْبِ. Let's not make افْتِرَاشَ الْكَلْبِ. That is, putting the hands into the chest, the way a dog goes down. Don't do like that. Free your armpit. Let the arm be away from your side. And then he said, alayhi salam, he says, وَلِيَنْ مَمَّةَ إِلَيْهِ. Let him connect his nose to them, his mouth to them. He can't see that arm. If you say it is from the Wajiba, but the issue is that it is from the Sifa of Sujood. So don't ask what ruling does it have. It has the ruling of every Sifa of Sujood. This is from the aspect of Sujood. In brother here, somebody sent him a message that he has this class somewhere. I said, but he has touched the entirety of Sunan Abi Dawud, the hadith is not there. He was asking one of the brothers. The brother told me later. He said, he told him, the hadith is there, check it. So the brother replied. The brother said, the brother who was asking him is a learned person. He said, he told him, it is there, Sheikh, check it. He said, when he replied again, I said, no, I have checked it, it's not in Sunan Abi Dawud. He snapped a copy of his own Sunan Abi Dawud in WhatsApp and sent it to me. I said, Jazakallahu khairan. You have saved me the body of having to do that. Yourself and know it yourself. The yaqeen, the certainty you have is greater than just hearing. So when we quote this hadith, go back and check them. Go back and look at them. So you won't say, I heard one Ustaz Fulan say that. The second hadith to prove the point that somebody must be, may be of a lesser value, and yet you be the imam in the salah, apart from the hadith of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, is the hadith of Anas. And this hadith is in Kitab al-Imama, in Sunan al-Nasa'i by Imam Rahimahullah. Anas ibn Malik said, radiyallahu anhu, آخر صلاة صلاها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مع القوم. The last salah that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاها مع القوم, that he observed with the people. What happened in that salah? صلى في ثوب واحد متوشحا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed his salah in one single cloak, wrapping it all over himself. You know he was in. He only managed to comfort us.
he wrapped, he was wrapped in the cloak. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Sallat bi thawbin wahidin mutawashi'an khalfa Abi Bakr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed his last salah mutawashi'an fi thawbin wahidin. Well rounded up, wrapped in a single cloak. Khalfa Abi Bakr Siddiq. Behind who? Abu Bakr. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i, he placed this hadith under Babu Salati al-Imami Khalfa Rajin Min Ra'iyyatihi. Babu Salati al-Rajin Khalfa Rajin Min Ra'iyyatihi. Chapter regarding the Salah of Iman. Behind another man who is from among his congregation, who is from among his followers, someone wants to start, give to start, performing salah behind one of his followers. What is the hadith? The evidence. The Prophet Muhammad, in sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his last salah that he made with the people, he performed that salah behind who? Abu Bakr. So people will not come back to say, oh, that happened in Tabuk. Perhaps that person is mansukh, abrogated. He did that on the last salah that he observed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he passed away. Behind who? Abu Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. So ulama al-Imam al-Nasa'i gave that tabuk. That this is hadith showing that a person can perform salah behind one of his followers. الإمام الشوكاني said وتصحه بعد المقبول. The salah is rightly performed if it happens behind someone that you are better than. A brother had complained to me one day. He said, when he said it, I smiled. This is almost 3 or 4 years. The Allah guide the brother, right? Said he was in the garden. He mentioned some very noble, eminent, learned brothers. But from his nature is to abuse people like that. He said he was in the place. So some so person went towards the lead scholar. And he said, that is not something to complain about. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adam, he observed his salah behind who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he observed his salah behind who? Abu Bakr. So who is left? وَمَنِ النَّاسِ. As Abu al-Imam al-Bukhari would say in this way. After we have said this regarding the Prophet, وَمَنِ النَّاسِ. Our world is who is like to complain. So let no one complain about that. The salah is valid. Let no blame regarding it. So that is the question. Al-Imam Siddiq Hasan Khan Al-Kanawji, he says, وَالْعَصْلُ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِبَادَةٌ وَالْعَصْلُ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِبَادَةٌ. So the basic ruling is that salah is worship. فَالْتَصْحُ تَعْدِيَتُهَا خَلْفَ كُلِّ مُسَلِّمٍ. It is sound, it is correct to observe it. خلف كل مصلي. Behind every person that is praying, إذا قام بأركانها. As long as that person will observe the arkan of salah. You know the arkans of salah, we took a lot of time, a lot of days explaining these arkan of salah. As long as this person will observe the arkan of salah, إذا قام بأركانها وَأَذْكَارِهَا عَلَى وَجْهٍ لَا تَخْرُجُ بِهِ الصَّلَاةُ عَنِ السُّورَةِ الْمُجْزِئَةِ. As long as that person observes that salah, observing the arkan of salah, observing the adhkar of salah, in such a way that لَا تَخْرُجُ بِهِ الصَّلَاةِ, it will not remove the salah. The salah will not go off عَلَى عَنِ السُّورَةِ, a manner that is accepted, it will still be accepted. That is, every default you will find in that person's salah
there are defaults that are still manageable. As long as a person can perform that kind of salah, you can make him, you can observe your salah behind him. Anyone who can perform a manageable salah that will not exclude the arkan and the azkars of salah, he can do them, the arkan and the azkar, in such a way that it will not remove that salah from salah. He will not say this one you are doing is not salah. He can observe salah like that, in such a way that we can say, ah, you should remove it. I give you an example. An imam would lead salah and his fatiha is straight. But he has problems in some parts of other surahs of the Quran. In the salah. La takhruju salah. The salah will not go off a surah to the mujdi'ah. In a manner that is accepted. It means you have to really be fair to him. And you really have to observe his salah properly. Before you start saying, Sila gajatio, makara. Sila gajatio. Many brothers do it. Don't do it again. So person does not know so. Al-Aslu fil ibadati. If the salah is al-Aslu fil salah, annaha ibadah. Salah is ibadah. Every person who does it in the minimum acceptable form, is salah. Sheikh Hussein al-Awaj, in his Al-Mawsu'at al-Fikhiya al-Muyassara, he said, Hafizahullah, because he's still alive. So also Shaykh, I asked Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Mawsu'at, Shafahullah, may Allah grant him some help, because the time that he was writing that book, Shaykh al-Bani was alive. He said, سألت شيخنا شفاه الله تعالى. I asked our Shaykh, Shaykh al-Bani, he referred to, may Allah grant him some help. هل أنتم مع من يقول? You have the deed, along with those who say that كل من صحت صلاته لنفسه صحت صلاته لغيره. كل من صحت صلاته لنفسه صحت صلاته لغيره. Every person whose salah is valid, every person who can observe a valid salah, it is also valid for him if he meets the people in prayer. You also have this opinion? فَقَالَ نَعْمُ. Sheikh al-Albani said, yes. That is my duty. That is also the view of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahimah. So every person who can observe salah that you can say this is salah, you can be an imam in salah. You can ask the minimum condition to be imam. You can take observe salah that you can call one salah. This is the position of the scholar, oh younger brothers. Every person, kullu man sahhat salatuhu li nafsihi, sahhat salatuhu li ghayrihi. Every person whose salah is valid for himself, he can lead the people himself. Which point are we discussing? What was said, oh, Ba'ad al-Muslim. The salatul jama'ah is sahiha, is valid, is sound behind a person who is of a lesser status or virtue than those behind him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah behind Abu Rahman ibn Awf. He also observed salah behind who? Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq. Radiallahu anhu. Then he said, rahimahullah, wal awla an yakuna al-imamu min al-qiyah. Wal awla an yakuna al-imamu min al-qiyar. But the most preferred thing, Al-Awla, so that we have the best of us leading us, is Al-Ababil Awlawi. Preference. It is preferred that the best leads Salah. Say, Wal-Awla. But the most preferred thing, Ikhwah, أن يكون الإمام من الزيار. That the Imam should be amongst the best of the people.
That is the most important.
So it's an issue of preference.
It is the better thing that the Imam is of the best of the people. Otherwise, it is permissible that a lesser person observes the Salah behind, in front of those who are better than him. Those who hear the shelf of this hadith, of this book, beginning from the son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani. You know, Al-Imam al-Shawkani has a son, Ali, one of the children, or the son of Imam al-Shawkani. He died at age 20. But before he died, he had done a sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, the book written by his father, the son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani. It's available. I have a copy of it. The son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani did a sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya in Masail. May Allah grant us blessed children like this. So, if you check, go through the books of shelf, you'll be finding a clear-cut hadith that will show you. You'll be finding it hard to find. Because what he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, is that the one who is best in the recitation of the Quran, we are coming back to you. To lead the people in salah. For here, the Imam al-Shawkani is saying that, وَالْأَوْلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْخِيَةِ. The best thing is that the Imam should be amongst the best of the people. In terms of everything, we have people who know the Quran, who know fiqh, who know hadith, who have fadail. The best of them, one of them should be better. So what is the proof for that? I was searching, I did not find the proof. See, like Prophet Sunan in the fire again. And this time the hadith of Abu Bakr is produced again. But this fiqh, I refer to it as fiqh of Umar radiallahu anhu. It's the fiqh of Umar radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the first duty upon the community of Muslims is to appoint somebody to be the leader. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu captured this event. It's lamma kubida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away, alayhi salatu wa sallam, qalat al-ansar, the Ansar said, minna amirun wa minkum amir. Minna, yani al-Ansar, amirun wa minkum amir. One of us should be amir from among the Ansar. Then we should appoint another amir from among the Muhajir. One of the scholars said, the reason why they were saying that was that many times if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two people on a journey, he made one of them from the Muhajirun, he made another one from, like that, he's always mixing them up on his errand. So that was the idea. So it means maybe this time he will have to mix up the leadership. So they say, minna amirun wa minkum amir. So one amir will be from us. One Amir will be from Hajirun, from Makkah. فَأَتَاهُمْ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Umar went to them فقال and said, أَلَسْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ أَمَرَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ أَنْ يُصَلِّيَ بِالنَّاسِ. أَلَسْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.